Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target?
Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circlecard.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Amy and TJ, and we are continuing our very interesting conversation with the one and only Cheryl Burke. I'm curious, you said you went through two divorces in 2022, Dancing with the Stars and your now ex-husband. Which one was harder?
Dancing with the Stars. Hands down. You can't compare.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's not to suggest that your divorce from your husband was easy.
Absolutely right? Not.
It wasn't. That's not an easy thing.
No.
But help us with context there. We think about a marriage and then a career change.
Yeah.
Right? So why was that experience with Dancing with the Stars so much more difficult, painful to go through?
It was that was my identity. Like, I think it was, they actually, you know, as well, I credit them for giving me a voice in general. Like, if you've seen my social, but like I posted my very first audition and I didn't have, like, I literally didn't have a voice. Like, I had an English accent. I was like, who is this girl? And, but like, I never thought I could ever be my own independent woman back then. Ballroom is very much, it's a partnership and it's always the men that are in control. Yeah. Still, like, I know it sounds so old school, but like, but that's also the beauty of ballroom. Like, the man leads, the woman follows, and then you've produced such beautiful art. And then that just, I'm not saying it happens with everyone, but like for me, it was very much like that. And so I think coming into my own and being able to stand on my own two feet, I credit Dancing with the Stars for that. And I think because they've seen me through it all. Like, I've grown up in front of, it's like, it's hard. It's hard.
You were 21 when you started. And
I started out clubbing and then I was like, oh my God, party girl by night, ballroom dancer by day.
Work hard.
It's pretty good.
Sweat out the booze.
Right? Oh yeah.
My partners were like, I'm kidding. Just kidding.
You're about to turn 40. Like in a matter of
days. Mm. Yeah. I'm excited.
What does that mean to you?
I feel like I'm a cat. I've lived 9 lives. But it means that it's time to move forward, like really evolve and just continue on this path of the unknown, which is scary as shit. But it is what we all go through. Regardless,
we're on that path too. Let us know if you figure it out.
Never. I would be writing a handbook if I could, right? Like, I'd make a lot of money doing that if there was one.
Oh my gosh.
At least you have each other, right?
Yeah. I mean, I will say this. It's not that you wish anyone to go through tough times, but when people do it publicly and you've been in that situation, there is comfort that you give people who have been fans of yours forever, or even the two of us, when you see someone else struggling or going through a journey where they're really trying to figure things out, where they have their whole worlds implode. Mm-hmm. and they still get up each morning and they still keep trying and they still keep trying to do better and learn. That's inspiring in and of itself. I think that's the hardest thing you've probably ever done. It's the hardest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
It's to start over.
Yeah. No, it is. And then to be able to voice it, because some people may not ever be able to. And I think that is what is encouraged. Like when times are tough and you feel like you don't want to get out of bed or you just want to give up. Like, I definitely think about that. And thank you both for being so vulnerable. Like, it helps so much.
You know, it's some of that. Don't give us too much credit, man. We didn't have a choice but to be to a certain degree. Yeah. We are learning.
No, you still have a choice, but.
It's taken us a little while, but we have come around and to be around people, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know how you felt about it, but we walked around for so long.
I don't think human connection's important, but I'm just kidding.
We walked around with our heads down in shame for thinking everybody thought a certain way about us. And we now, and I'm curious now how. They're such rabid fans of Dancing with the Stars. And people who are fans of the show just become naturally fans of people who are on the show. Mm-hmm. But then when people, there's a divorce, like you said, Cheryl goes this way, Dancing with the Stars goes this way, and it doesn't necessarily seem like everybody's hunky-dory. People have a tendency to pick sides. I'm going to be on the side of Dancing with the Stars of the show. I can either be a fan of the show or I can be a fan of Cheryl. We have people shout this on the streets to us all the time. I'm not watching that show anymore. You all do your thing. Yeah. We have it all the time.
Oh, I mean, I don't think a day goes by where people don't say, I don't watch anymore. Yeah. Y'all keep doing you. And if people take sides.
It's New York.
I was like, that's true. Do we even have a New York accent when we did that?
I love it though. But, that's awesome. I love
what
that.
What do fans say to you? I'm sure you get,
I get
maybe
it,
not
like,
the New York accent.
No, I need to move back there maybe. no, but like I do like, okay, for example, I was just messing around, but I was dancing. I'm like a segment host for the Jennifer Hudson show. And I ran into, I don't know if you know him, but Markel, he's like a very, very famous. He was friends with the D'Amelios or still friends, but we were dancing and messing around. I was like, contest or season 33, here we come. And people were like, so people think I'm coming back. Right. So it's like, and I just don't know how to address this. Cause I was like, I don't want to like, I was clearly just
joking.
Yeah. Big time. But people are like, oh my God, I can't wait. I'm going to start watching the show again. And I'm like, oh God, I don't know what to say. I've ghosted everyone, I guess. But now that I'm talking about it, I'm like, I should probably
set the record
straight. Yeah, yeah.
How do you're not.
Well, but I was just literally joking, like, obviously.
How do you counsel those fans for a second? Because they do. People get so caught up in it. I know you don't. You would never tell somebody, don't be a fan of Dancing with the Stars. Oh, you would never do that. But help
are you
them,
kidding?
But help them
never.
Resolve their loyalty to you and their
it's
fandom
not like,
of
and
the
I
show.
I don't hurt it when someone's like, I don't watch the show anymore. Like, I would... I don't think that's a good thing.
But help them resolve that conflict they have with being loyal to you and being loyal to the show.
Well, it's just, the show is just a beautiful show, like with me or without me, right? Okay. But mind you, I can't stop talking about it, obviously, literally. Like, I'm just like, wait, is this, it's my therapist. I'm like, is this good? She goes, you know what, Cheryl? It is good, because normally you'd run away from it. Like, I would have run the opposite way, and I would have probably numbed this part of my life, not wanting to have to feel or deal or face the pain, because it's painful. And I'm a professional number, and I don't necessarily always go through, you know, I don't choose that.
Look at you, 6 years sober. That's incredible. You're not a professional number in that sense at all. And I'm sure you've been tested like you couldn't have imagined this past year.
I would have loved a vodka soda at one point, but it's 1 second at a time sometimes, like actually sometimes most of the time lately.
We just had this conversation recently with one of your former
AJ,
dance partners.
AJ, I heard that episode. I love him.
He talked to us about that. I'm sure you all's experience, or at least sharing that experience together had to be something.
Yeah, and it was towards the beginning of my journey, and that was when we did our first podcast together, and it was so special. I mean, like, this is what I mean. Like, we were able to do a dance dedicated to our sobriety. Like, and then I remember one of the lighting guys, like this big hefty man, like came up to us and was in tears. And it's like, this is why I just freaking love the show. Like, I just love it. I love every single freaking inch of it. But I also know that we could be hurt, we could be disappointed, but we could still love. Like, we bring that back, you know? It all comes down to that. Like, life's so freaking short.
Look, everybody's sobriety journey is similar in some ways, but also very different. Yours, you said sometimes I remember AJ pointed out to us, he said, hey, I woke up sober today, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Oh, I have tomorrow. No idea.
But you just said second to second. What is, especially going through the difficulties you've had recent years, how it, does it get harder? You said, I'd love a vodka soda.
Oh,
I'd
yeah.
love
and then like my stepsister just passed away.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And yes, life tests me and everyone constantly. And I have to be super present to not pick up a drink.
Wow.
Because also when people ask me like, what has been your rock bottom? My rock bottom was my success, was when I was drinking. Because when I was actually successful, like if you were going to look, meaning like successful from the outside, the mirror balls, okay? So it was like the first two seasons back in 2006, that's when I was really drinking. Like that's when I wasn't maybe, then I can relate to the drinking as, okay, well now maybe I drink because like the voices in my head, I was overthinking, I'm overanalyzing. And I'm like, oh my God, stop, like get out of your head. You know, like all of it, like the perfectionism, there's no such thing, it's never good enough. Like being judged my whole life from like, you know, all of it. And I'm not complaining about it. It is the path I've chose and I've chosen, but the drinking and the height of my success are parallel. So then sometimes I think to myself, maybe I should just do that again.
Shit.
Because then, no, you know.
Look, she knows why I said that because it, in, damn, Cheryl, good Lord, sister, you're talking to me now. Because the lowest I've ever been in my life is when I was at the highest in my career.
God.
Absolutely.
I feel your
100%.
Isn't that crazy?
Is the case. And she was sitting there and watching it all unfold.
Yeah.
The lowest I've ever
been. Because he's a perfectionist and an overthinker. Yeah. And when you start to get success, you don't want to lose it. You want to keep it going and you want to do
momentum.
Better and be better.
Yeah.
And when you're trying to do that, you kind of quiet your thoughts. And I watched it. When you said that, wow. You were speaking his language.
I think that's why, I mean, like, look, it's not one reason, but like, for example, like I don't sleep a lot and I was never like that.
Oh my God, Cheryl.
Were you and guys separated
like,
at birth?
But everyone's like, oh, my dad. No, rest in peace. But who knows? I mean, I know that for a fact. I've got brothers and sisters everywhere. Anyway, that's another podcast.
23andMe just got a lot more
that
interesting.
Is not, it's confusing. But yeah, like I mean, you should see my home. Like, it's like, I always joke like the OCD and then, but it's not a joke.
Oh my God. Maybe we were
like the freaking, but like, and then I asked, I literally do. So I meditate. I do transcendental meditation. Has it helped? Yes. But man, when I've like, and I've gone, and I'm not going to say I do it every day. Like I'm not, no, I don't. Should I? Yes. But then like the self-hate, how dare you don't do this? And then like, I start to like hate myself and I am very present. I'm like starting to really try and stay more observe like what the like what that voice is instead of like define myself because of it. Mm-hmm. Like, because it's just like it's thoughts like and feelings. It's just like the waves of the ocean. It just goes, it's in and out. Yeah. And it's not the reality.
Good.
But like I need to live it now instead of just preach it.
Well, it's the more you preach it, it's the roommate you never wanted, and it never goes away.
I hate roommates.
I remember it was like if you don't think that you don't self hate and that voice in your head doesn't sabotage you every moment, just the next time when you're in the shower, just observe your thoughts. Just observe your thoughts, and you're like, oh my God, I'm doing it.
I know. Isn't that crazy? It's Michael Singer.
Yep.
Oh yes. I love him.
I love
that's
him
on
too.
My bucket list. I want to go to his place in Florida. Me and my stepdad, we want to go so bad.
I will say this to you, Cheryl, and to you, TJ, is that perfectionism and that OCD, I mean, I have a smidge of it. I don't have it to the extent that either one of you do. But the point is, it's part of why you are as great as you are at what you do, both of you, because you it's true. So it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, but there's also, for me, at least, I know I'm living up to something that, like, I'll never be happy. Like, there's not enough, right? Like, it's not, even if I'm like, oh, if I get this, or maybe if I'm this, or if I get, like, all the money, it's like, no, like, it's not, that is not it. It's not it. And I know it sounds so cliche. And for me, it sounds so, like, not my life at this moment, but I'm trying to get there. It's like, it all comes in, it's all within. And that's the thing why I have to be alone right now. And that's why, because, like, if I don't like what I see, I'm just going to literally, life is going to go by and I would have done the same. It's the freaking hamster wheel. I'm trying to get off of it.
You say you have to be alone right now, but you have to.
I mean, I'm not alone. Well, I'm not lonely, though.
I know. Different. That was my question there. No. I guess, where is your...
Me and my Frenchie are killing it.
France, yes. Your Frenchie, you said Frenchie?
Frenchie.
The dog, okay. Yes.
Dog. She got the dog in the divorce.
Not like a Frenchie. Oh, not, like a, not like a toy boy
French bulldog.
Yeah, no. Freaking love that girl.
You talk about the family you lost with Dancing with the Stars, but I know you had friends outside of that, but what does your support group look like these days?
It's small. Yeah. And
that's okay.
I know this is as good as not bad, but I have a lot of paid friends and I love them.
Yeah.
Regardless of the intention, I just know that, first of all, I trust them all, even though I can count on one hand. But I also have realized, like, I can't give more than that. Like, I can only do so much before I then start to be a people pleaser, because, like, I'm also a victim of that. But, like, I also know that... me leaving LA was a really, and me going through all of this, you know who your freaking friends are, man. At the height of your success, and when you decide to do something that may not be of society, like the norm, right? Like, or God forbid I have an opinion. Like, do you know me? Do you not know me? Like this is not the, you know,
yep.
I feel like I've always been one to have an opinion. Regardless, it's just so... life is just so short. And for me, it's like, maybe I have trust issues, or I do have trust issues. I know that. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to live life jaded.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Are you surprised by the number of people you've lost? as far as friends in the past 2 years? That friend circle, you said you know who your friends are.
Well, what's interesting is that, like, I think what people may think is that, like, all of us pro dancers are friends. Like, but just because we're on a show together, that doesn't mean that we're, like, besties.
We know.
You know. I know. But the rest of the people.
I know.
Listening to this. Lots of people. But, like, you know, yeah, I think I'll just leave it at that. Like, yeah. Well,
even outside of that, but I'm have.
But I guess I didn't have a lot of friends, really. Like, not like. That? Well, I've been burned a lot.
Okay.
But who hasn't?
Of course.
I don't. I would say I'm socially awkward. Like, I don't necessarily love going out in public and meeting people. Like, I mean, that's a whole nother conversation. But, like, that has
we
to do with.
I mean, I just honestly, like, say some more things about, like, yourself that are exactly like TJ.
I only leave for work. Like, I only get in my car. Like, this past weekend, I literally did arts and crafts while researching Gilles Marini, my next guest on the podcast, and walking and feeding my dog and, like, tending to her. Actually, like, I don't go anywhere.
Love it.
It's nice though, right? You're in a good place. Nice. You're in a good place to do that. Yeah,
definitely. But I'm also like, I'm never ever going to meet anyone behind my closet door number one. Like, come on down. Unfortunately, like, unfortunately. But dating sounds like I would rather do anything, I think, than date.
Yeah. Because TJ says this to me. He's like, don't you want to date? Are you missing out on getting that opportunity to date? I was like, getting the opportunity to date. Ew,
like, who the hell
is the last thing I want to do. Oh, awkward first dates. Really?
I refuse to do dating. I don't even know what a dating, I don't even know how to work a dating app.
I've never done one either. And then, like, what, like, you know.
Like, oh, you're just a swipe? What a douche. Like, ew. I can't do this douchey thing.
Yeah, these are the conversations we have.
Yes.
Her boyfriend says to her, you sure you don't want to date?
I'm like, also, like, maybe, why are you asking me that?
Why are you asking? I'm going to throw my wet tissue at you.
But you're free. You're over. You have an opportunity now.
Why aren't you doing it? No, this is stupid.
Right talk at you.
Don't do that.
Okay,
right?
Stop it.
I'll be your marriage counselor. Life coach. I'm not certified. Life coach.
You're counseling us. Well, who's counseling you? Yeah. There's a lot of counseling going on here.
That's what I mean. Paid friends. I mean, I've got a circle, and boy, is that expensive. And no, it's not a write-off. I tried.
And that podcast, you know, that's paying the bills, right?
You don't have to name them, but is there somebody you're still surprised that is out of your life now after all you've gone through? Like, you're still just surprised, like, wow, how close we were,
or I
didn't expect it, that you've just lost.
It's
that,
like,
just,
it's
wow.
Not, and it's, and it's, it, it, yes, yes, yeah. Yes. And it's sometimes it's too, almost too much to face at the moment.
Oh, wow.
At this moment, like, I have to face it at some point. But I've got lots to face. Cause I, like I said, you know, there was a lot of, and even before Dancing with the Stars, there's a lot of stuff I haven't faced.
Yeah.
What's left? The face.
Oy. How long do you got?
Hey, we got all kinds of time. We're good, right, Easton? Audio guy says we're good.
I think I'm going through, like, the forgiving of, like, I got molested when I was a little girl. Okay. So,
You've talked about that.
Yes.
Like, previously.
Yeah. Yeah, I have talked about it quite a lot. And I think it's really living the, can I say that I've forgiven? Yes. But am I, do I really? Like, I'm really dissecting it all, as we do. Overthinkers, but, like, I really want to make sure that I'm healing, because, like, without me healing my past, how the hell am I gonna heal what's happening now or what has happened the past couple of years? It's just so much, and I believe that we hold on to trauma. Like, our body does keep the score.
Oh yeah.
And I've seen too many people within my family just go too soon. Like, it's just too soon.
Yeah, because it's true. I do believe that too. You hold it in and your body reacts and it's not good. Have you ever done acupuncture?
I am not religiously.
I've done it and you can't believe, like, I started sobbing. I'm like, what's happening? But it's like all that pain, all that emotion you've been holding in just gets released. It's bizarre.
So I do energy work. Like, I have this energy healer that I know about acupuncture. However, I hear it's amazing. Like, I hear it's such a release.
It's crazy. And if you don't believe that your body doesn't hold on to emotion, do it one time and your mind will be blown. Uh-huh. It's crazy. Yeah. Wow. I mean, it was really,
it
shocked me.
Yeah. No, I believe, like, oh my, you know, so tight. That's trauma. You know, I'm not just pointing at you, sorry.
No, it's right. Fine, sure.
But you know, like, when animals shake, like when your dog shakes, they're releasing trauma. They don't hold on to PTSD. This is a Freaking fact.
What Dr. do you Peter need? Levine. Why is it necessary? Or the paid friend you have.
PFs. PFs.
What do they counsel you? I'm fascinated. You talked about the trauma you went through and being abused when you were younger as a child.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you need to forgive.
Myself.
What? You need to forgive yourself. You don't need to forgive the perpetrator.
I'm not ever. Okay, no, that's no. What yeah, I need to make that clear.
I want. Okay,
thank you
there
for
we go.
Bringing that up.
Thank you. I want.
No,
to
no.
Understand.
I don't forgive him for the act of.
There we go. Okay.
No, gotcha. Definitely. What he did was absolutely. I mean, he's dead now. Yeah. But it's more like forgive me for whatever I was feeling and dealing with at that moment for not telling my parents right away. Like it took years. And it wasn't even me that told them, you know, so that I testified against him when I was like 9. Mm. I mean, mind you, I don't know because of my timeline. That's what happens with trauma. You just don't really have a timeline. But then after that, I just got into abusive relationships. Like that was my home, was being treated in a way like that, you know.
Yeah, you were imprinted early on in that.
My mom and dad divorced. Yeah, like all, it's just, it was like. It, look, were there great times? Absolutely. Like, obviously. But there was a lot of trauma. I'm not going to deny that.
Well, I think it's remarkable that you're taking the time to work on yourself. Most people don't ever get to that place. And for anyone who is stuck or doesn't know how to get out of a situation, whether it's a career or a relationship or can't get out of their own way, what would you say to anyone listening to who's hearing your story and thinking, how do I take that first step?
Well, first, know that you're not alone. I think that is, I wish I could hear at least someone's story when I was growing up, actually, because it is lonely when you feel like you can't talk to anybody, because I didn't talk to anyone. It became my normal way of living, like the abuse, both physically and mentally, that was normal. I was not even attracted to like the nice guy. And it was actually quite disgusting to me when men were nice to me. It was so crazy. Anyway, so, but then also know that it's just about what is happening in front of you. Like, I think it's so overwhelming to think like, oh my God, now she's turned her life. I can only imagine like people are like, I'm never going to get there. I'm never going to get to like success. This has been killing me. It is really about putting yourself first and trying to just not think too far into the future, because we actually don't know what's going to happen in about 2 minutes from now. Like, we don't know any of it. Like, all we know is right now, and what is the priority? It has to be you, because how can you tend to other people without putting yourself first in general, you know?
Where did marriage fit in that journey for you?
Yeah,
no,
I know.
I'm asking.
You
said you were on your journey. Were you not ready? Were you not a good mate or partner? Did the marriage set you back even in your journey? How did it help you or hinder you in the journey that you're now on?
Well, I learned a lot, that's for sure. I learned that you can't buy love.
You tried?
I did, I think so, yeah.
What do you mean?
I tried to not, obviously I didn't buy my ex-husband, but like I would say I was the breadwinner. Like, I supported us, and I don't think it's black and white. Like, for me to say, like, I thought I could, I think this is me, my subconscious. Like, after doing all this work, like, I wasn't going into it like, oh, I'm going to buy his love. And no, like, that's not like what my mind frame was. But like, I just thought like the control, like me control, being the person who controlled. I feel like you understand me. It's hard for me to put this into words, right? But like, it made me feel good, but then it didn't necessarily make the relationship good, right?
You
like,
had a false sense of security, but it's also emasculating, and so it creates an awful dynamic.
And as much as I say, do I want someone who takes care of me, or I just don't know if I do. Like, just adding to the pile, but like, I need to, you know, let it go. Like, I got to let it go, right? Like, I have to just be able to be all the things. Like, it's not just one or the other. It's so deep.
I'm a big fan of friendship, though. Like, I mean, I think that's a good starting place, just friendship, right?
Yeah, well,
I mean, it's necessary. There you go. I think so.
Wait, if anybody listening, there might be some
anyone.
Guy. Well, for a guy listening, okay, she's not ready to mingle yet.
And if we mingle, like, preferably, let's just do it like, you know, comfort of my own home, but don't be a creep.
Okay. Do you have any idea what kind of guy you're looking for? You want?
Okay, yes, I do, okay, actually, because right. I know what I don't want, so.
Women, this is, oh, I love
he always
it.
Says this, because if you know like, what you don't you, want.
Yeah. You don't know what you want, but you definitely know what you don't
yeah,
want.
Yeah, okay.
That's the thing. When everyone's like, what do you want? Like, well, what do you don't want? Like, okay. that's the good starting point,
we'll
right?
Start there, all right.
I want someone who wants to evolve, like that wants to consistently and wants to like work on himself, be able to take accountability when needed. Because like you can blame all day long, but at the end of the day, you're stuck with you for the rest of your freaking life. You better like yourself. Someone who's supportive, someone who confidence is the wrong word, worthy. His self-worth, because confidence is just, I believe, ego, like comes from like the foundation of maybe a little ego. We all have one, right? But like to really be okay with who he is, I think that foundation is so important. Communication, of course, and then smell good and look good. Like that's all BS, but like, yeah, that helps. That will help. That might seal the deal for me, okay?
So attractive in showers is what you're going with.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, hygiene. I prefer to make you, if you smell like Old Spice, that's an added bonus. Oh my God. I'm old school. Yeah, I definitely make my partners back in the day. I was like, you're not wearing cologne. You better go back in that car of yours.
Wow.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You got to wear deodorant and everything.
And not just clean. You need a scent. You need
first of all, we're sweating. Like I'm sweating like a freaking truck driver. Like I'm like, I like a shower. Like I'm spinning and there's sweat.
But you need cologne. You said it needs to smell good. He needs to smell
correct.
Good.
And we're not doing the natural deodorant. Like you're going
to
get
perspirant.
Correct.
It needs to
like
actually,
maybe women's.
Yes.
Yeah. It needs to actually work.
Block odor. It doesn't need to mask odor. It needs to block odor.
Block. Okay. All right. So wait, you said you know what you don't want. What don't you want?
The opposite of what I said. So someone who blames people, someone who is super indecisive. Okay, so if you can't order dinner, like I just can't.
Wow.
And that was my first and last date that I was on since my divorce. Like you couldn't order dinner. I was like, oh, come on, please. I was like, please. And don't say same as hers. Like, I don't want that. No.
Wait a minute. I'm fascinated. How long ago was this date?
I don't know. I don't want to do it right now.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. But couldn't order dinner, like deferred or?
And you know who set me up on this date? It was a mutual friend of ours.
Oh, God.
I mentioned her earlier today. That's fine.
We know.
Then you should have known it was going to go bad.
I mean, I don't know anything. I don't date. Hence why.
Oh, my goodness.
But can't order food.
I think he got nervous.
Well, you are intimidating, Gerald.
No, I'm not.
You
are, how dare you?
See, look at your response. That scared the shit out of me. Like, no.
I'm not intimidated. I mean, I have a resting bitch face. We all know this, but I'm happy inside. It's all Disneyland inside, okay? Disney and fairies and twinkles and lights.
Now, why did you, Cheryl? Why it got a lot of attention? Why did you make TikTok post?
Which one?
The right? It was TikTok, wasn't it? The one
I love me some TikTok. I love it so much.
Viagra. Wasn't that her TikTok post?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was a long time.
That was so me 2023.
Okay, so that was you.
No. Wait, this is one thing I need to be clear. I've had more than one ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
Right.
But you
she didn't name names.
Okay, but you had to have known where everybody's head was going to go when you posted that.
No.
You didn't, Cheryl.
But wouldn't you think I'm not like this woman, this like born, I mean, I don't mind. I love everyone, Cheryl. Right? Like, I'm just saying, like, I'm not known to be this like, oh, you know, like I have had a past.
Okay, that's fine.
You're not sanctimonious.
No, and by the way, I'm not just talking about one. Maybe I'm not talking about anyone. Maybe I'm just like, this is a great sound. We're going to use this and just see if we can cause some controversy so we can get some followers.
You said, you telling me that's so I fell for it?
I think so.
Okay.
Because the joke's on you, buddy, not me.
Okay, so you're telling me that was BS.
Yeah, I mean, it's just fun. It's fun. There's not truth to everything I say. Or post.
How about this? Was there any truth to that TikTok post?
Which one? I need to refresh the memory. I'm literally sweating my ass. Is it hot in here?
What was it? He promised he wouldn't talk to her again, but I found text messages, Viagra, and a necklace and a shoe.
Doesn't that sound like a great movie?
It sounds like what you wrote, Cheryl.
I'm literally sweating.
It is warm in here.
No, if there's that, okay, that specific post, I would say 50% of it's true.
Which 50, Cheryl?
I don't know. I mean, I say it again. The Cheryl, list, you said Viagra,
a necklace.
The necklace. Yeah. Yeah.
But was that? But you had to have known what people were going to think when you posted that. And was that the idea behind
mind you,
it?
Back then I only had like 5 followers. So I was like, this is not going to circle around
will you talk
much.
Talk to her, please. I'm getting nowhere.
I mean, I don't think she wants you to get anywhere. That's I'm the whole point.
She's sweating.
I'm literally sweating. But I do.
How many followers did you get?
I got tons after that post.
Success.
Yeah.
I'm among them.
Still not happy though. Still would like more followers. You know us folks. We're never happy.
Do you enjoy it? Do you, the social media? Because
only TikTok.
Really? Yeah. Okay. There are some
because
downsides.
It's like I don't have to overthink it. It's so okay. Instagram is starting to get really manicured, and it's just like I'm at the crossroads. Like the first thing I think about is not to take a selfie or post. Like it's just not my mentality. But I know a lot of people do. You know, they're like, oh my god, I didn't get this, and I'm like, wait a second. First, my goal is to get the hell out of the situation that I'm in. Like run if I have to run, right? Like it's not to take not to take a picture or video of this, but like, I'm just not wired like that. But mind you, I appreciate it. I'm learning to love it, but I really love TikTok because you could just be just yourself. Mm. It's just so raw. Like it's really who I am. And it's okay. You get away with murder.
Is it really who you are or just 50% of who you are?
Like maybe if you really want to talk about it, it's maybe like 63.5%.
Oh, please talk to her.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I never thought I'd take my 3 young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, in the podcast, you're loving it. And do you have any regrets given what the podcast has created in terms of your relationship with Dancing with the Stars? Any regrets about the podcast?
I don't have regrets. No. But I wish things would have played out different, but that has nothing to do with me having a podcast about a show that I love and that I've been a part of for 2 decades.
as we sit here, if you were a betting woman, what would you put the chances of you ever being on Dancing with the Stars again in any capacity? If you were a betting woman, as we sit here.
I mean, I know how to play blackjack, I'm just saying, but like, I don't know. I don't think about it. I don't know.
But you want to be on the show. I sit here. It was such a part. You grew up there.
Of course. And it's also like, yes, it's everything. Yeah, but like, I also don't want to get my hopes up either.
Why not though? Why not be optimistic? Why not? Shouldn't we all? Don't we tell people that all the time? Like parents kill more kids' dreams than anything else. Why not?
I wish I was. I'm not. I'm definitely, if you were to say, who's Cheryl Burke? She's not optimistic.
I would say she's a realist.
Yes, too much so. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm proud of it. Yeah. It is what it is. You know, I'd rather live like that than live in, the fairy tale.
Disney World.
You said it.
Uh-oh. Here comes the call. Tell us,
I did not say that.
On Dancing with the Stars, though, tell me. I have a couple of Dancing with the Stars, like, for clarity.
Okay.
Samba.
I wanted to ask about the voting.
Okay.
Okay? Do you completely understand? Because I've heard complaints.
I don't think anyone other than the people whoever created this freaking whole formula, though, brilliant. Okay. Brilliant. Like,
because none of us can understand it.
Well, that's also, it's not just that. It's like the 7 days a week. It's like, you're at your own risk, right? Like, you have to do 7 days a week. Like, you have to make this show. You have to go out there. You have to be vulnerable. And it's like, it is 7 days a week, even if maybe they say you could have days off. No one's having a day off. Like, actually, it's just a brilliant formula in general to get emotions out of people, to see people be vulnerable. Like, it's a great way of just getting
you
it
get
done.
Broken down, and then the country watches
you
get
water,
built back
not survivor.
Up.
Yes, you.
But the voting, because I've heard actual contestants complain, celebrity contestants
complain
about how the voting. Yeah. Like, there's no way I got voted off. This is like flat out will go off in private about it. Did you all have a good handle on how the voting worked?
I think people get so emotional because it's like we are invested, right? Like. It actually, especially as pros, like, you know, season after season. But like, can we read a rule book? Yes. But do we? Obviously we don't. Like, I don't know. It's there. They're very transparent about it. Like, they're like, we've got, it's 50-50. It's a point system. And then as soon as like Bobby Bones won that one season, then it changed. And then it was like the judges, you know, and then it changes. But like, you know what? Just dance. Just go out there, do your job, and don't ask questions. I'm just kidding. That was a joke. I don't promote that. No.
What are the salaries of everybody on the show? Do you know this?
Wow.
Well, hello. You think we can talk? You think you got a couple of tears for me? You can just ask me whatever.
You just shocked me.
I didn't ask you how much you made, but I'm saying, but from the contestants to the pro, do the pros make different amounts?
Yes.
I don't know.
No, they do. Yes. They do. Okay. It's not favorite nations. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but let's not. Like, by the way, though, seniority, like, of course.
Seniority.
Because you have a lot of new dancers and yeah. I mean, it's not favored nations in that sense.
Okay.
But it is fair and like moving, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. Do you still watch the current?
I have to.
No, but the current, do you watch with a critical eye or is it an emotional watch?
Oh, it's everything.
Is it difficult to watch?
It's everything. Especially doing these rewatches. Like, I'm just like, oh God. Like sometimes I dread it because I'm like, I don't even know what this is going to bring up. But I've never seen until recently, obviously doing these rewatches, I've never seen a whole show. Like a whole season. Like I've only selfishly fast forward it. Like, and I watch mine because then I have to train my partner the next day. So I have to know what he did wrong. It's a whole assessment. But to see the show as a whole, whoa, it's a machine. Yeah. Like it really is. Wow. And I understand like, there's a psychology of this whole show that no one speaks about. That's untold. I'm still trying to figure it out. But there, as a viewer now, I see things differently. So like, I don't like to see tension packages. I don't like to see when people fight. It actually makes me not want to vote for them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You want to root for them.
I don't. If they fight.
Oh, no, I know. But I'm saying you want to be inspired by them
course.
And root for them and like the positive
still,
stories.
Yes, but not, don't mask. And what I actually appreciate in the prior seasons, the earlier seasons, was that they wasn't scripted. There was no script. It was like, this is the problem. Ballroom's fucking hard and we're going to have a fight, but we're not going to mask it up with like, and then we're doing the cha-cha-cha and then like, no. It was real reality in the dance studio and something that I think they should continue to do or add back because it's not like that now as much. Because like I said, not everything is always rhinestone spray tans and love bugs.
No, but you even said that you don't want to see the fighting.
No, but there's a difference of like struggle versus fighting.
Struggle versus fighting. Okay.
Struggle to learn something and like the freaking, like this is not easy. Like the turnaround, the 2-3 days you have, the pressure versus like some tension that's like awkward. You're kind of like, are you guys doing the dirty or... Like there's like that tension.
Sexual tension's like, always good for TV ratings.
Right, correct. But then there's like the
you'd
fight.
Say that.
But then there's like the not trusting each other fight that I don't like to see.
And you all again, totally random on who you got paired up with. You had no control over that.
I mean,
that,
we don't have control.
Random.
I don't think it's random on the executives. Yeah, but I lived a very sheltered life. My mother, you know, thanks, Sherry Burke. But I never knew my partner, so I had to Google them. So they had to brief me. Wow. Because I walk in, Emmett Smith, I'm like, who are you? Like, and who are you, Drew Lachey? I had no idea.
Who were they trying to give you? Like, what type of person do you think they wanted to link you, pair you up with?
It depends on the season.
Yeah.
I think in the beginning, they didn't know me as much, obviously. But I think they saw my teaching ability, which was strict, like a taskmaster, maybe like a drill sergeant. You know, and so like they wouldn't give me someone like Donny Osmond, put it that way.
Okay.
Right? Because that would just be...
Oh, wow. That'd be fun.
Right? Like that wouldn't work. Like maybe.
He needed someone who was a little tender.
Like him.
A little bit, yeah, more caring and loving in their
But you give me Ryan Lochte, I'll whip that shit. I got you.
Tell me who you got. When you got the name, you got, hell yeah. And then who'd you get? Like, oh, shit. Give me a couple of people where you he's
well,
like
okay. I said, I have to Google everyone, okay, but yeah. Any athletes, I'm like, hell yes. Okay. Yes, I love that. I just love the mentality. Tom DeLay.
Really? How long ago was that?
1965. Oh, it was a while ago. It was a while ago. I don't know what season, but that was that was interesting. I mean, mind you, I had to Google, obviously, but then I was like, oh, God, this is going to be great. And his family was lovely. He taught me how to, shoot people. Not people.
I get it.
Yeah.
Targets.
Thank you. Thank you. Rubber duckies. Rubber ducky.
Any more probing questions there, TJ?
No, that was just about the show. That's all I have.
All right.
We got the other stuff.
My favorite was when he asked you how much you made.
It's a legitimate question about the salaries on the show.
This is why you guys do what you do.
Oh my God, it is getting hot in here now.
It is hot as like really though, like actually, even before this interview, it was a little clammy.
Cheryl, thank you. We appreciate it. You came in here. You did tell it all: the sex, the lies,
and the spray tan that I don't have.
I know.
I'm pretty white, actually.
Oh my God.
You should lay out and drink water.
Cheryl, where are we going to tell everybody? Where are they going to see you next?
You're going to just hear me talk all things Dancing with the Stars and see me.
Okay.
Clips of it.
They can see you.
And I have a new actual dance program on my website, cheryl-burke.com. Body language has a lot to do with somatic and like releasing the trauma out of your body through movement. And lots of up and coming, I would say, stuff that I shouldn't talk about yet. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just love podcasting. It really is. Do you guys love it? Is this like a new world
for
you?
Yeah, we're loving it.
It's so different, right?
We've been in studio with you at a TV studio before, and we're never able to have a conversation the way we just had.
Isn't it nice?
With you, so love it.
It's like really, I feel like I just had a therapy session. I'm going to see my therapist on Friday. I'm just going to be like, we should just do one session, not two.
Because we already knocked one out and didn't
thank
have
you.
To pay for this one.
Right?
Love it.
Right.
Free therapy.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
Sure
thank
you.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.